presented by Google.
Hello and happy Monday. I'm Adrienne Hurst with your Playbook Daily Briefing. Today, the new GOP attack on Biden's jobs plan. Over the weekend, reporters got a memo from Anita Dunn, a senior Biden advisor, touting the largely positive reception Biden's infrastructure plan has gotten so far from the general public and some business, labor, and environmental leaders. But then Dunn turned her attention to how Republicans who oppose the plan have tried to attack it. Now, the White House has already settled on a message here that's super similar to the one we saw with the COVID relief bill, that the public likes Biden's policies, Republicans included, even if the GOP legislators in Washington do not. And it's true, there's a big gap between public support for Biden's economic policies and how that support translates in Washington. But Dunn's memo, it's probably not the thing you send out if your goal is to win over GOP legislators. Here's what we know so far about Biden's efforts to do that. He's going to invite Republicans to the White House, but we still don't see a coordinated messaging and outreach campaign to win GOP votes. Right now, all signs are pointing to a second reconciliation bill and a White House strategy aimed at keeping the squad and Senator Joe Manchin in the tent instead of trying to convince 10 Republican senators to cross the aisle and support $2 trillion plus in infrastructure spending. On the GOP side, we've been watching their opposition to Biden's plan closely, and so far it's coalesced around two main areas. Number one, your standard case against higher taxes and more government spending. And number two, an effort to redefine the Biden plan around cultural hot-button issues. Last week, a Chiron on Fox during a segment about the American Jobs Plan described it as a green new reparations bill. Now, a third Republican argument against Biden's jobs plan has started bubbling up on the Hill. As Playbook co-author Ryan Lizza explains this morning, a bill like this will inevitably require deals to secure Democratic votes, and those efforts will give the sausage-making such a putrid stench that the public will turn away in disgust at the allegedly corrupt process. Yikes. Watch for this convo to continue to dominate the week ahead. And how will that infrastructure bill revive or kill Joe's bipartisan brand? Your Congress team reports this morning that Maine GOP Senator Susan Collins says she's spoken one-on-one recently with Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and HUD Secretary Marcia Fudge. She described the administration's overall outreach as significant. But she said that for Republicans, quote, the question is the administration so wedded to the details of its plan, including its exorbitant top line, that these are just courtesy briefings as opposed to the beginning of a true dialogue? So what happens in the next few weeks to Biden's plan could determine the course of his first 2 years in office. If he takes a partisan approach, it would almost certainly chill the already tough gun safety and immigration reform talks that are taking place in a closely divided Congress. Also today, anyone want to volunteer to make millions of COVID-19 shots, like, quickly? The federal government's looking for one. A senior health official told Politico the U.S. is helping AstraZeneca find a new manufacturing partner after its contractor, Emergent BioSolutions, made a mix-up of colossal proportions, ruining some 15 million potential Johnson & Johnson doses by accidentally mixing them with ingredients for AstraZeneca's shot. Officials are worried about the potential for more mishaps that could erode public confidence in the vaccine, so they're telling AstraZeneca to cut ties with that contractor completely. The official added that the administration has identified two potential partners for AstraZeneca to work with on future production. Speaking of vaccines, when you're finished with today's briefing, cue up today's episode of Politico Dispatch. We've got an exclusive interview with Anthony Fauci. Among his comments, he says vaccine passports are not going to be mandated from the federal government. And he says if all goes well, he expects Americans could go to a packed movie theater with no mask by late fall or early winter. More on the Gatesgate front today. Matt Gaetz's office says a former staffer will hold a media availability today at noon regarding a, quote, recent encounter with the FBI. The Florida Republicans' involvement in a DOJ investigation over possible sex trafficking has us looking up north to Wyoming. Remember when Gaetz took it upon himself to fly there to troll Liz Cheney at a campaign rally? Well, his current scandal is giving Cheney some vindication, even inspiring some viral memes about her reveling in Gaetz's fall. Cheney, of course, became Trump World's public enemy number one this year after her vote to impeach the former president, jeopardizing her career and leadership job. She's racked up a string of wins since then that's put her on more solid footing in the party. Think her easy victory over a conservative-led push to kick her out of the GOP conference as chair. Still, several ambitious Republican lawmakers are already nipping at Cheney's heels. Last week, Rep. Jim Banks, the chair of the Conservative Republican Study Committee, drafted a memo to House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. He offered a competing vision for the future of the party that appeared designed to put Cheney on notice. Banks's messaging push shows a post-Trump GOP is still full of internal tensions over its direction. Now let's take a look at Biden's Monday. The president will arrive at the White House at 11:30 this morning. He'll get his daily brief at noon and deliver remarks about the tradition of Easter at the White House at 1 p.m. VP Kamala Harris will travel to Oakland, California from L.A. this morning. She'll tour a facility to highlight the infrastructure bill's investments in clean drinking water infrastructure. She'll then hold a listening session with California leaders and a small business owner who got help from community development financial institutions. She'll leave Oakland and head back to L.A. this afternoon. The White House COVID-19 response team and public health officials will brief at 11 a.m. Press Secretary Jen Psaki will brief at 1:30 p.m. Subscribe to the Playbook newsletter at politico.com/playbook. And if you want to track the first 100 days of the Biden administration, subscribe to our transition newsletter. That's at politico.com/transitionpb. I'm Adrienne Hurst. Thanks so much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.